sowings. And it came to pass that when they had made an end of eating the grass of the land, then I said, O Lord, by whom shall Jacob arise? For he is small. By whom shall I arise, seeing that I am small? Whom will God use as an instrumentality to lift me up from this my downtrodden state? By whom will the Lord establish my goings? By whom will the Lord set up my pillars? By whom will my destiny be secured? The question this morning is, who will God use to help you? I pray that every word that proceeds from my mouth will make meaning in the lives of God's people. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sit down and never go down. In John chapter number 1, verse number 29 and 30, scripture speaking concerning our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ declared that the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said to the people, behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. Verse 30. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was what? Before me. And they grew to bratash. Nobody knew who Jesus was. Nobody knew who he was. But men had gotten to know who John was. John had become an established prophet in the land that had been accepted by all, revered by those in positions of authority, feared by men who were even in the military. The Bible says that the whole people from the city gathered to him in the wilderness. They came from all over the regions. He was a voice. Indeed, the voice of one crying in the wilderness. And here came he baptizing. For he said, he that sent me told me he who the Messiah will be. And he gave me a sign. And the sign is that upon he whom I shall see, the Spirit descend like a dove, and resting upon him, the same is he that is the Messiah. And when he saw Jesus, the Bible said, he said, behold the Lamb of God. Can I talk to somebody here? He endorsed Jesus' life and ministry. He recommended Jesus to the people. And from that day, because of his appraisal of Jesus in the sight of men, they accepted Jesus. And even his own disciples followed Jesus. Why? A man accepted, endorsed a man that was not known. By whom shall Jacob arise? Jesus rose to recognition and great limelight by the appraiser, recommendation, and also the endorsement of one who had been established, and his name is John. Who is speaking for you? Who is endorsing your work? Who is giving a good appraisal of you as a person? And who is that person that can recommend you, introduce you into a new class of people, into a new sector, into a people and a place where your liftings will know no bounds? It will take what? A helper. Somebody say, a helper. That's what I call the help of man. The help of man. There are no great men if they have not been great helpers. There is no man that can tell you with his hand hitting his chest saying, I am a self-made man. Nobody is self-made. God makes men and makes men to make other men. I prophesy even from this altar and I declare that in this year, beginning from this month, God will give you men that will help you. God will give you men that will endorse you. God will give you men and women that will appraise you well and recommend you to your world in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shout, I hear you. Say it, I receive it. And they grew to back his abilities. I was ministering in Warri some time ago, and I had the opportunity to minister with the present deputy governor of the state. And he was talking to us in a small private meeting, and he gave his testimony that he was not a politician and he had no desire to enter into politics. But where he was in his house, strangely a call came, and somebody who was a dear friend of his said, I have recommended you. Giving your name to the top-notch person in the land. You are the one that will be the running mate of Okoa. He said, but I don't know anything about politics. I have not been in politics. I don't even know Okoa. He said, you don't need to. You have just been he has just been recommended. Nobody knew who he was. Nobody had seen him in public light. But he who recommended him positioned him and paired him with a man that was known. And like joke, Kabula Balaka de Gedesh, the man won, he became. I said, the man won, he became. Somebody will fight your fight. Somebody will take your struggles. Somebody will do the work. And you will become all God wants you to become. Shout, I hear you. I said, the man walked and he became. It comes by the power and the force of help. Even the help of man. The help of man. The help of man. By whom? By whom shall Jacob arise? If Jesus could rise by a man, then it means you need a man. And he could not fulfill his ministry if he did not have what? 12 men that were strong by his side. They called him what? Disciples. You need men. You need men. And I speak over your life that God will give you men. God will give you strong men, able men, strong financial men, strong emotional men and women, people that will back you up and will stand for you in the name of Jesus. Ah, Oluwa. The ministry of a nurse is the ministry of a helper. And this volume is not good. The ministry of a nurse is the ministry of a helper. The Bible says that there was a nurse that took a prince. And when he took the prince, when there was a little issue, she dropped the prince and he broke his two legs and became lame. His name was what? Mephibosheth. Ah, I pray that God will not give you helpers that will drop you in the day of trouble. I pray that God will not give you helpers that will abandon you in the time when all is not well. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you need a helper that will stand with you all through your journey, through the thick and the thin, in the day when things go well and when things do not go well. Receive such a helper in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look with me to Chronicles, 1 Chronicles chapter 12. 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse number 22. Kabrado says, Dida balati, kele gedunsa, aradanga danga dunde geshia. For at that time, day by day, they came to David to do what? To help him. until it was a great host. Like what? The host of God. People came. People came to help David until his host became like the host of God. David's strength was not in himself. David's strength was in the people that God gave him. Oh, is that not true to scripture? For the Bible says that even the strength and the honor of a king is in the multitude of people that surround him. When you say a man is a great man, it is the amount of help he can muster per time that determines and establishes his greatness. Rich men might not always be liquid, but they have people who are what? Liquid. Can I talk to you? Which means rich men might not always have money on hand, but in the day when they have a need, they can call one, two persons and their needs are settled. That's a rich man. Can I talk here? Listen, that you have 10 million does not make you rich. That you have 50 million does not make you rich. Because in the day when a problem that swallows your 50 million shows up, and you still need some more, and there is nobody to call that can assist you at that time, it's a sign that you are what? You are poor. You are as rich as the people you have around you. I prophesy on this altar that God will give you men. God will give you people. God will give you strength of men that will back you up in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. A multitude that will stand for you through the thick and the thin, in the day and the night, and when you are up or you are down. In the book of Mark, chapter number 2, we read the story of that man who was paralytic, but he had men. He had men. But there was a man who was at the gate at what you call it now, at the pool of Bethesda for 38 years. He had no man to put him inside the water. So he was in one condition for what? 38 years. For the lack of man. For the lack of a helper. But this one man was not in his condition for long. But he had men. Four men. That said, we will not leave you like this. We will not abandon you here. Nor in this situation. They carried him to where Jesus was ministering. And when they got there and found out that the press, the crowd was too much, they did not say, because the crowd is too much, we have tried, let's leave you here. They saw him to the point of his healing. The helpers that God will give you will not give up on you. They will not make excuses. Neither will they give excuses for which they will not do for you what they ought to do for you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They broke the roof. They did not care what it will cost. And it was somebody else's roof. So they took a risk for the sake of another man. And they dropped him in the presence of Jesus, not knowing what to expect. But their faith was strong. And because Jesus saw their faith, he said to the man, rise up and walk. I speak to you. Men will go to extra length for your sake. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I prophesy and decree that men will take you as a project. They will take you as a project. Until the project is complete, they will not stop working for you. They will not stop working with you. They will not stop giving themselves to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, shout amen 3 times. By whom? By whom? By whom? By whom shall Jacob arise? By whom shall I, Bishop Mike, arise? By whom shall I leave this level to the next level? By whom shall I prosper? By whom shall I enter into the place of my glory and my grace? By whom shall I possess that car? By whom shall I have that land? By whom shall I build that house? Listen. Where God raises men for you, you don't struggle. The giver not the greatest. I say you don't what? You don't struggle. When others are thinking of how to go about it, a man will rise up for you. How did I get my first car? It was by one person. How did I get my second car? It was by one person. How did I get my third car? It was by one person. Kabalodo the greatest shita. By whom? By whom? By whom shall these things happen? I came to say to you, what others struggle for, you will not struggle. Because God will give you a man, or will give you men that will make it a possibility. Shout, I hear you. The system of help you get becomes your advantage even over others. When a man has helpers, he's advantaged. He becomes an advantaged person over those that don't have helpers. When you see the deputy governor now of Delta State, you will think that he did so much work. No, he's just advantaged. Just advantaged. I will not forget how one man became a minister in some two dispensations back. The president was sitting with one of his friends and just said, I don't know. Well, I have put somebody here. I have put somebody there. This area, I don't know. Do you have anybody? Do you have anybody? That his friend just said, I have somebody. The first name that dropped in his head was one of his friends. He just said, I have somebody. He said, if you have, and you're sure the guy is good, the person is good, then tell him he'll become the minister. He just called his friend and said, you have just been made minister of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Just like that. He didn't vie for it. He didn't struggle for it. A man helped him. Oh, wow! I prophesy over your life in the place where decisions are made for good. Your name will be called upon. Your name will be introduced. Men will seek for you. They will not forget you on that day. They will remember you in the name of Jesus Christ. Shout, I receive this help. In life, you can never rise unassisted. You can never rise unassisted. It is against the law of greatness for a man to rise unassisted. No man rises unassisted. Men take hold of men's hands and raise them up and lift them. It is the shepherd that leads the sheep to pasture. The sheep cannot find pasture itself. The shepherd leads it. God will give you a shepherd, a person that will lead you to great pasture. Not just any kind of pasture. I'm talking about financial pasture. I'm talking about pasture of rest, pasture of abundance and of liftings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shout, I receive it. All the greatness of Mordecai. Is it not written in the chronicles of the books of the kings of Persia and Media? How that who? The king advanced him. It took a man to advance another man. One man advanced another man. I declare from this month of March, in the year of our Lord 2022, men will advance you. God will give you men in positions that will advance you. Men that will speak well of you. They will endorse you. They will recommend you. They will appraise you well. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is not where you will end. This is not how your life will end. If we serve a living God, He will make help for you by raising men that are helpers. Research in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shout and receive. Listen, it's strange. They were doing recruitment in NDA, Nigerian Defense Academy. And you have what? Requirements from height, which is your height range, to physicals and all kinds of things. And a young man all the way from Zaria went to Kaduna for the test. He passed every other test, written test, oral test, but physical test. But when it had to do with height, he failed. And they don't take height for granted. Their height must be their height. They stand strong on it. So they disqualified him. And he left and went back to Zaria, feeling very despondent and discouraged and unhappy. But somehow, somebody took him to the emir. And when he got to where the emir was, told the emir what the matter was, that he was disqualified because of his height. The emir said, "Who is, okay, not to worry, give me the commandant's number." They gave it to him. He said, "I am sending this boy back to you. I just added height to him. I just did what? Added height to him." And the boy was accepted because the man, the emir, added height to him. If you understand what that means, the Lord will give you men that will add height to you, that will add to your height, that will lift you up, they will make you grow taller, they will make you get bigger. If that is your portion, stand to your feet and shout, "I receive such men." Oh, wow. How do you explain that? It takes a man to change the traction of your life, to make impossible things possible. Listen. God will not come down from heaven to help you. God will come down and use men to help you. I speak in this house as your father in the Lord. I am a man that has enjoyed help. I am a man that has enjoyed help. And I say to you, by the grace of God I carry, the weight of what I carry, I transfer unto you, that God will give you helpers, men that will help you in all area of your life. In business, they will help you. I prophesy, in marriage, they will help you. In your pursuit of destiny, they will help you. Men that will not hold their peace until they do for you what heaven has commanded for them to do for you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shout, "I receive such help." He said, "I have commanded a widow woman to sustain thee." When others were looking for what? For food. One had been given command to help the man of God. It means when others are struggling, somebody will come into your life under divine instruction, and they will do for you what they would not even do for themselves. The Bible says this woman sacrificed food for herself and her son to take care of somebody else. Is that done? No, it takes God to raise a helper for a man. I want your mind to expand. I want your consciousness to become strong in the fact that God still helps men. I said, God still helps what? Men. Yes, I know they said, "He that does not walk should not eat." But I know men who eat without walking. Because there is what you call exception to the rule. God does exceeding abundantly above all we can ever ask or think of. Am I speaking here? When they say you will die, a helper comes and says, "You will not die." When other people have given up on you, one man will stand and take you up to become an enzyme and a disgrace to those who wanted to disgrace you. Because God will not leave you without a testimony. Shout, "I receive such help." Say it one more time. "I receive such help." The Bible says, even at the time when Jabesh Gilead was confronted by a great army, scripture says they cried even to one man. And the man, the king, arose and went and helped them. He said, by this time tomorrow, you shall receive help. And Saul went with his army and helped another people who were destitute of help. Your cry will be heard, and God will send you a helper. I said, your cry will be heard, and God will send you a helper. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. my heart is overwhelmed because I have seen God do these things like never before. The Bible says, even when Mephibosheth was all the way in Lodebar, God did not allow one man to sleep for the sake of another man. Which means God can trouble men for your sake. God can trouble men for your sake. And God will trouble men today for your sake. As we speak now, we invade their space. We invade their spiritual realm. And say they will not know rest. They will not sleep in peace until they locate you. Until they do for you what God wants them to do for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shout, this is my portion. The Bible says that a man was crying in his place of prayer, and God carried that cry into a dream realm and said, even to the man, Apostle Paul, he says, a man is crying all the way in Macedonia, and he opened his eyes and saw in the dream a man saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. And Paul, who was refused by the Spirit to go to two other places before then, carried himself and his team and went to Macedonia because one man cried. As you cry in prayer, as you cry to God, God will raise men that will leave their position to come to help you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help me go to 3 to 5 persons and tell them, help is coming. Help is coming. God is raising helpers for you. A great man is coming from his place. They will look at you. They will help you. Not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. Help is coming. Rabakuta Paleti, help is coming. I don't know how you think, what you think, but help is coming. I don't know what you have, what you don't have, but I know that help is coming. If he did it for others, he will do it for you. Because we serve a living God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Shall I receive my help? I like to say this as I wrap this thing up. In the day when a man even died and he appeared as if he was finished, the Bible says God rose up and spoke to Jesus. And he left where he was and went with the disciples to say, you, even though you are dead, I came to bring you back to life. That was help. That was help. Men had concluded on him, but Jesus did not conclude on him. I don't know who has concluded on you, but the Lord says you are not going to end like that. Somebody is coming your way that will undermine your debt, the debt of your business, the debt of your finance, and they will come to raise it up. They will come to bring it back to life. By whom shall Jacob arise? That person is coming your way. I prophesy that person is coming your way. The person that God will use to raise you up, like Lazarus was raised up, the person is coming your way. The person that God will use to establish your business is coming your way. The person that God will use to put monies in your hands, he is coming your way. The person that will love you for who you are and settle with you, he is coming your way. Stand to your feet and shout, my help is coming my way. By whom shall Jacob arise? How can I forget those days when I heard about others going abroad and going over to China? And I said, somehow, that China would love to go. It didn't take long. A young man met me and just fell in love with me. And he just said, I want to go and do business in China. I want to go and sign a document. I want you to come with me. Like joke. I thought it was a joke. I said, do people follow people to go and pray while they are signing document? He said, just follow me. Follow me. And that was it. He took my passport. He put ticket inside. Visa, China visa. He gave me money for ticket and also gave me money for what? For Esther code, for spendings. And China, here I came. I enjoyed my life in China and came back to Nigeria because somebody helped me. Paid all expense paid trip. Oluwa. What you are going through, God will give you somebody to settle it for you. your bills will be settled, your situation will be turned around, not by might, not by power, but by the finger of the Spirit of God. Shout, help is coming. I wrap this up by telling you this, without mincing words, that there are implications to help. When God sends help your way and men to help you, He gives you access to finances. He gives you access to material resources. When God sends help your way, He gives you access to prosperity and He gives you access to abundance. Am I talking here? When God sends help your way, He gives you safety and He gives you His presence. When God sends help your way, He gives you honor and He gives you blessings. I see all this manifest in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Houses you did not build, you will possess. Even though others do not have, you will have. Monies that you did not have, men will put in your hands. Jobs that were absent shall become abundant in your life. It will be from one level to another. Cars will be given unto you. Opportunities to get cars will be given unto you. Opportunities to make money, if the money is not put in hands, will be given to you. Jobs will be given to you. Opportunities to travel and money to travel will be given to you. Shout, I receive help. I'd like to say this year, help from men is activated. Can be activated. Someone say activated. I can activate help. I can activate helpers to look at me. How? By prayers. When I pray, I stir up the powers of the heavens to cause the Spirit of God to talk to a man to look at me. I can do that. I can activate help to look at me when I also have given help to somebody else. What you sow is what you reap. I can activate help to come my way when I, as a person, become very sacrificial. When I give sacrificially, it is returned back to me as help. And the one that I like the most is when I activate the force and the power of favor, my life changes forever. Helpers come when a man is highly favored. I say helpers come when a man is what? Highly favored. The Bible says, and the child grew in favor with God and with men. So which means we can grow in levels of favor. When your level of favor increases, helpers increase. In this ministry, we shall experience help. In you, your life, you will experience help. Look, it might appear as if a joke, but I stand on this altar and tell you, when we spoke of help and that money is coming, miracle money, I don't need to tell you. One of the brethren sent me a message during the week and said, somebody from somewhere sent an amount of money in the hundreds of thousands into his account. Unsolicited for. I didn't say 100. I didn't say 200. More. Into his account. Why? Spiritually, it has been stirred up. And I speak in this house under the prophetic grace I carry that helpers will locate you. Helpers will locate you. God is raising men to come your way. God is lifting men to come your way. As the wise men left the east and located where Jesus was, men will leave Lagos, they will leave Abuja, they will leave Kano, they will leave America, they will leave Asia, they will locate you in Benin City, either physically or by phone or by Zoom or by any kind of social media platform. They will locate you in the name of Jesus. I will need help to you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Stand to your feet, somebody. By whom shall Jacob arise? By whom shall I arise? Which means the next level of your liftings and rising is in the hands of a person. It's in the hands of somebody. I'm speaking categorically. It's not in your hands. It's in the hands of somebody. By whom shall Jacob arise? Listen, can I say this to you as I wrap it up? In the day when God wanted to take Israel out of Egypt, it had to be by the hand of Moses. When God needed to take them into Canaan, the place of promise, it had to be by the hand of Jacob, of Joshua. It was by the hand of two persons that God moved Israel into the place of their promise, the place of their destiny. Because see, a person cannot take you into the place where he has never been. The reason why God moved Moses to help them was because Moses had gone out of Egypt as a Hebrew man. And where he got to was the wilderness. God brought him from there to come back in to take them out, because he had been out himself. He understood the procedures and the protocol of going out. But he did not understand the procedure and the protocol of taking people in into the land of promise, because he had never entered the land of promise. But Joshua had entered the land of promise as one of the spies. So he understood the protocol of entering in. He had been in. So God brought him out to take them what? In. A man who has experienced what you have not experienced, that you desire to experience, is coming to take you to that experience. Help is coming. I say help is coming. Not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit and the finger of the Lord, stirring up men to look at you and to take you into the place of your heart desire. Lift your voice and begin to give him thanks.